Exploring and Applying the Parables, Parva Press. The Parable of the Prodigal Son continued. Footnote: The Great Danger of Ritual Without Reality. It is reasonable to ask, was the younger son's decision to return home with carefully chosen words true repentance, or was it his final attempt to save himself? Although he had in mind very suitable words of confession, the usual word for repentance is not used here, as it is in the first two parables. With his words, was he hoping to win back a place in the family? Kenneth Bailey, noting in the young man's intended speech to his father the provision to live independently as a hired servant, calls it the repentance of a man who thinks he can save himself, the repentance of a man who sees this one last chance of rescuing himself from disaster. As a hired servant, he might even hope to repay his father, regain respect, and keep safely independent of his brother. The younger son was clearly right to see that it was essential to take action, and that he must throw himself on the mercy of his father. However, although well-chosen words may secure a great deal in human relationships, they do not impress the one who looks on the heart. John the Baptist had very strong things to say to those who thought that mere words or ritual would win God's favour. Seeing the religious leaders and great crowds of people coming to him for a baptism of repentance, John said, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" In the power of God, John was calling the people of Israel to repent and prepare for the coming Messiah, proclaiming the truth that the anger of God rests on those who live in this world, but in practice ignore both God and his commandments. Therefore, it was essential for his hearers to take action. Like the prodigal son, it was a clear choice of life or death. However, it was not just a matter of going through the outward ritual of baptism, but of being convicted by God and moved to turn from ungodly ways of living, and moved to beg for his mercy and forgiveness. Only then would it be right to be baptized by John. On the day of Pentecost, the Apostle Peter warned his hearers to save themselves from a generation under the judgment of God. Again, for the devout Jewish people gathered before him to take action was essential if they were not to perish. Full of the Holy Spirit of God, Peter urged them to cast themselves on the mercy of God, to repent of their rejection of their true Messiah, Yeshua, the Lord Jesus, and to be baptized in his name. 3,000 men were moved by God to do just that. Our own schemes and devices, our parents and friends, or our church can put impressive words of repentance on our lips and wonderful songs of worship in our mouths. However, as this parable shows, genuine repentance and deeply felt gratitude are a work of God. They are drawn from the depths of our hearts as in total unworthiness we turn to Almighty God for mercy and personally experience his amazing love and forgiveness.